What a day. Welcome to the Everyday Novelist Nano Gang Writing Challenge, day 6.
Oh boy.
Today's been a crazy day all around.
For every single person in this challenge. It never rains, but it pours.
Except for Dee Dee. Dee Dee had a good day.
Kind of.
Okay. Dee Dee had a relatively uneventful day.
She had a relatively uneventful day. We'll hear all about that in a few minutes because she is with us here today. However, Ben and Tori are both gone today. Tori, because she is traveling. This is one of her traveling days. And Ben, because he is in what is hopefully the last day of the big project that has swallowed his life. Both of them report 0 words today as a result of the traveling and the big project swallowing his life, respectively. And the rest of us have other things to report. First of all, let's talk to Dee Dee. So, Dee Dee, what happened today and what are your words to report?
So I didn't beat you today.
You didn't?
No.
How do you know?
Because I have negative 72 words.
You're right. You didn't beat me today. Negative 72. How did you pull that off?
Because I figured out how to rework the prologue, but I didn't actually write anything. I just got rid of the stuff that didn't work.
Oh, so negative 72 words, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I've got you updated on the spreadsheet.
But, you know, honestly, after not sleeping last night, I tried. I sat down to write this morning, but my brain was like, no, I'm not going to work with you. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, well, I mean, there is such a thing as pushing that fatigue hack too far.
Yeah, you know, it's just, I really wanted to, it was total insomnia. It was the brain not shutting off, kind of not being able to sleep. And I tried and I tried and I tried.
Oh, I hate that.
And then, you know, I got up and I was like, okay, well, I'm going to sit down. I'm going to do my word time and see what I can get. And all I got out of my brain was, this doesn't work. You need to fix this. This doesn't work. And then after about a half hour, I was like, okay, I'm editing. I'm not writing. So I need to stop now. And so instead, I went into work at 4.
Oh, boy. Well, that's an early work day.
So, you know, but I got a lot done at work. I just didn't get a lot done on my book.
Hey, tomorrow will be better.
Yes, because in about 10 minutes or so, I'm going to sleep.
Sounds good. Well, I guess I'll let you go, but thanks for checking in.
Absolutely.
Sleep well tonight. Make up for last night.
Yeah, we'll see. I better be able to sleep tonight, I swear. Okay.
Okay. Kitty, how about you? What happened today, and what are your consequent words to report?
Today was utterly crazy.
It was.
Yeah, you were there for most of it.
You're spoiling. I can't act the part of the shocked observer. It was crazy.
Yes, it was. I got up early this morning to make a morning flight at the airport. Due to road construction, I missed my flight and had to get home. And somewhere in the process of getting ready to go to the airport, I tweaked my shoulder and spent the rest of the afternoon asleep and groggy from pain medication. I still managed to do 407 words, which is my best day so far, and I can only attribute that to being so out of it that I had no filters and no editor brain.
I love it when you have no filters. It's so much more scandalous.
Which probably means that in the future, caffeine should not be my writing drug of choice.
No, probably not. Something that mellows you out might be better. Oh, boy, yeah, I also had a crazy day because I had to drive her to the airport. And for those of you who, like I once was, for example, are used to living near an airport, it may surprise you that there are some people in this world who have to drive 2 hours or more each way to reach an airport. Where we're at right now, we indeed have to drive what would normally be just a shade over 2 hours each way for the airport. But because of road construction on the interstate, shutting down the only exit to the airport and not detouring us properly, yeah, it took 3 hours to get past the airport and another half hour to get back to the airport, by which time the big steel aluminum birdie had flown and gone bye-bye. And, of course, because it is that kind of airport, there's not another flight for a week. So I get to do this all again next week. So I spent 5 hours in the car today. Came home, fell asleep because I had to wake up 3 hours early in order to go spend 5 hours in the car. So I came home, fell asleep, and I never quite woke up. I did wake up enough to get 277 words in, so I'm feeling fairly lame. I'm going to have to make that up tomorrow and have somehow a major kick-ass day tomorrow, so I'm back ahead and actually have the elbow room to work on my other projects too, which are screaming to me from the dark corners of my brain. So, anyway, that is the check-in today. Thank you all very much for tuning in, and we will see you tomorrow.
The Everyday Novelist is written by J. Daniel Sawyer and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and Kitty Nakian, and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2019 J. Daniel Sawyer, and the production is copyright 2019 Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license, and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners.
Support this podcast and keep us going. Go to everydaynovelist.com/support to join up.